Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
As we continue to watch the situation in Ukraine, we know that 2 million people have fled that country since the Russian invasion began, many of them going to Poland. Joining us now at the border, from the border of Ukraine and Poland, is Steve Futterman with CBS News. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us, Steve.
Oh, sure.
First of all, can you set the scene of where you are, what the situation is like, and what you have been observing?
Well, I'm in a small town. It's called Medica, and it's right on the border. I mean, I'm maybe 100 yards from the border right now. I can see Ukraine when I look ahead in my car. So this is the main border crossing between Poland and Ukraine. Now, there are a number of border crossings, but this is the main one. And this is where we've seen literally hundreds of thousands of people cross the border. I think it's estimated now that 1.2 million refugees have come into Poland from Ukraine, and by far the country receiving the largest number of refugees. Over 2 million have left in total, but 1.2 million, I believe, now have come into Poland. And we see basically at this border crossing 24 hours a day, a constant stream. It's not like 1,000 people at once. It's not a rush or anything like that, but it's a constant stream. People coming across in their cars, in buses, on foot. And it's just very moving. And when I say 24 hours a day, I mean it literally. You can come here at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and it can be below freezing, which it is sometimes, and people will still be coming across the border.
That is so amazing to even picture what that must be like. What is the mindset of some of the people that you're encountering, that you're talking to? I can't imagine the trauma that they're going through, and what awaits them on the other side of the border?
It's very interesting. The common theme I've heard from so many people come across, and sometimes I've spoken to someone like maybe 30 seconds after they've come across the border, if they're walking, they're so glad to be somewhere else. They feel safe when they're in Poland, basically safe if they're not in Ukraine. But then you keep talking to them, and then there's the sadness. It goes hand in hand, the joy, the euphoria, and the sadness. They are so glad to be here, but they are so sad because they were forced from their country. And you'll see someone just smile sometimes and then wipe away tears within like 2 minutes of each other.
The emotions that must be running high. I can't even imagine. It's 7:23. We're talking with Steve Futterman, who is at the border of Ukraine and Poland. How are the Polish people? You know, we've been seeing video pictures, amazing things that they're doing for these refugees. What are you seeing as far as how they're accepting these refugees and helping them?
Well, it's been quite moving. Poland has a mixed history of accepting refugees. It's not always been a wide open arms. They've had some issues in the past which have not been very pretty, let's say. But when this situation has happened, since the invasion took place and the people have flowed across, we've seen nothing but open arms from the Polish people. I spoke to a woman yesterday as she met someone that she had been corresponding to by email, by text messaging. They had never met in person before. She drove 400 miles to get to this spot to pick up this young 21-year-old woman from Odessa, Ukraine, and she's taking her to her home to live. That's going to be her new home for the moment. And it was just a wild scene. When they met each other, they greeted each other with such joy and hugs and everything. I thought they were longtime friends, so I went up to them. They said, no, we've only known each other literally in person for 5-10 seconds. And when I asked the woman why she's coming here, she said, helping people is the most humanitarian thing one can do. And she was quite firm in her belief. She was driving back another 400 miles to take this young girl, woman, 21 years old, to a new home, at least her temporary home.
Oh, what an incredible story. Just the fact that they don't know each other, but to you, just as an outsider looking at them, they look like long lost friends, which shows you the emotions and the bond that this war is having on people.
Yeah. And these are scenes we're seeing over and over again, different people with different reactions. The first day I was here, I met a young man from Morocco, and he had to walk. We're not seeing that very much now, but in the early days, when it was when the initial panic set in, people were walking for miles and miles and miles. He walked, he estimated, 50 kilometers, which I think is around 30 miles. He was very young. He was in good shape. He was able to do it. But he just told me the difficulty in trying to do it. I remember him saying to me, you have to walk with people. If you don't walk with people, you will not survive. He said a friend of his walked alone and his friend had died. He was here. He was in Ukraine studying medicine. We have many foreign students in Ukraine who have had to leave as well. It's not just people who are native born Ukrainians. There are many people who live in Ukraine who obviously work there, but also a large number of people had gone to Ukraine to study.
Okay. That is fascinating to hear. How close have you been to the actual fighting that's going on?
Where we are right now, there's no fighting going on. So it's not even close to here. The fighting that's taking place is, hundreds of miles away in Kyiv, for example. You have other cities that have been hit. Mariupol, that city you may have heard over and over again. This is the port city that has just been, from what we can tell, just bombarded. So much destruction there. We've been told literally bodies on the streets when you walk there. That is one of the cities where, again today, for the fifth straight day, they are trying to have a ceasefire, which will allow a temporary ceasefire, which will allow residents who want to leave. But in Mariupol, it has not worked at all. It's fallen through every time. Ukraine say the Russians continue their attacks. They will not stop firing. But for whatever reason, the ceasefires have not worked. But in Mariupol, that's one of the cities that's just been bombarded. But here near where I'm at, the largest city is a city called Lviv. You may have heard that city before. And Lviv has basically had no fighting there. That city is functioning, although obviously with a huge influx of refugees.
It is incredible, the picture that you're painting of what it's like over there. We really, really appreciate your time, and we would love to have you back on again. Thank you so much for giving us sort of an idea, the human aspect of this. We see the video and pictures, but just hearing your stories and what you're encountering is quite remarkable.
Yeah, but it's not a pretty picture, and sadly there are scenarios, legitimate scenarios, where it's going to get much, much worse, but we'll have to wait and see.
Okay. Thank you so much. We'll check back with you again, maybe in the weeks to come. Thank you for joining us.
Sure.
That was Steve Futterman with CBS News. He was joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, painting a picture of what it's like there on the Ukraine and Polish border right now. We'll be back with a look at traffic and weather.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.